The Fine Colour of Rust, written by P.A. O'Reilly and read by Katie Milty. Norm Stevens Sr. tells me I'll never get that truck off my land. He says it's too old, been there too long. The hoist will try to lift the thing and it will break apart into red stones of rust. Leave it, he says. Let it rust away. One day you'll look and it won't be there anymore. He gives me a sideways glance. Like husbands. You look away and when you look back, they're gone, right?
Right.
So have you heard from the bastard?
Nope.
And you're getting by all right? For money?
I've got more money now than when he was here. We both laugh.
Now, Loretta, you know I can take the kids for a night if you need some time off.
I might take you up on that. I've got a prospect. A biker, but a nice one, not a loser. On a Harley, no less.
A Harley?
He raises his eyebrows. Whenever he does that, a pink, scaly half moon of skin above his left eyebrow wrinkles. He reaches up to touch it. You should have that looked at, Norm.
Yeah, yeah. And I should give up the spare parts work and get out of the sun, too.
He gestures around his junkyard. There are tractor parts, rolls of wire, tyres, motor mowers, corrugated iron sheets all rusted and folded, bits of cars and engines, pots and pans, gas bottles, tools, toys, bed frames, oil drums, the chipped blades of threshers and harvesters. Some of the machinery is so bent and broken you can't even tell what it was meant for. In the centre of the yard is a lemon tree, the only greenery in sight. It always has lemons. I'm sure I know what Norm does to help it along, but I don't ask. He's got four guard dogs too, tied up around the yard, vicious, snarling things. As if anyone would want to steal any of this crap. Well, I better pick up the kids, I say. I don't want to pick up the kids. I want to send them to an orphanage and buy myself a nice dress and learn to live the way I used to before I turned into the old scrag I am now.
Don't you worry about that truck.
Norm stretches out his long, skinny arm and pats me on the back.
It'll go back into the land.
I get into the car, pump the accelerator like I'm at the gym, and turn the key three times before the engine fires. I should have that looked at, I think. There's half a kilo of sausages on the seat beside me, and I realise they've been sitting in the sun for half an hour. When I unwrap the paper and have a sniff, I get a funny sulphur smell. They'll cook up all right, I tell myself, and I gun the Holden and screech in a U-turn onto the road. I can't get used to this huge engine. Every time I take off, I sound like a pack of hoons at Bathurst. It's 3:30 already, and Jake and Melissa will be waiting at the school gate, ready to jump in and whine about how everyone else's mum always gets there before I do. Maybe I will drop them off at the orphanage.